like to welcome you to the public meeting of the Garrett County Commissioners for October 22nd, 2014. Ask for you all to stand for an invocation followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Precious Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we come to you this day, giving you thanks and praise, dear Lord, for all you do for us. We also ask, dear Lord, to give us strength, wisdom, and courage in our decisions as commissioners and as members of the community. We also ask, dear Lord, that you be with some of the members of the community who are going through some losses this week. Just give them strength and courage as well. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, I'd like to welcome you, and as you probably noticed, Commissioner Raley is joining us via the telephone this morning. Do you have me there?
Good morning, yeah.
Okay. First order of business is, Monty, is there any additions or deletions to today's public meeting agenda?
Yes, sir. We have one addition. It's the extension of the memorandum of understanding between the State Department of DNR, Natural Resources, and the county. The agreement for the development of the plan was to end in July. It's been extended to the end of November, and all we have is that extension agreement for you to sign. It's already been approved. You just need to execute that. And we'll do that right after the hospital bond resolution at around 9:35.
Okay, next up is approval of the public administrative and executive meeting minutes. The public meeting was October 7th, followed by administrative session and executive session also on October 7th.
Have motion approval of the minutes as presented.
I'll second you. Motion, Gregan. Any need for discussion?
None.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Thanks, Jim.
Sorry. I'll get in unison here in a little while.
You got time delay or something. This segment of the meeting, we usually take a few minutes just to let you know what we've been doing, not only in the courthouse, but maybe in the community. Jim, since you're a little behind, we'll let you go first.
All right. The main thing that's happened is, last week we did spend some time meeting with Senator Mikulski talking about college affordability, and we did get the opportunity at the groundbreaking for the display of the new MSP helicopter and that unit. So that's the main thing that I have that I show.
Okay. Reagan?
Just general office hours. The invites kind of wane when you're a lame duck, so I don't have much to say.
Okay. As well as those events with Jim, I attended obviously a lot of the functions around Autumn Glory. Pumpkin Race, I want to thank Hospice for picking that up at the last minute. That was a pretty good event up at ASCII and well attended. I did attend the arm wrestling contest, but they wouldn't let me participate for some reason. My pro status, I think, was clincher. But it was another good event, a new event for the Autumn Glory Festival. Several community events. We also met with the grand jury earlier in the week, and also the State Highway Maryland Department of Transportation was here last week to present and look at our priority list. So those are some of the events I've been attending. Next up on the agenda is a proclamation for Lights On After School. And I know we have several members who want to meet me over here. I'll read the proclamation and we can get a photo. And I don't know how we'll get Jim in there, but we'll try.
Carol Crawman.
Call it a pumpkin, Jim.
Here you go.
We got it.
Did you bring cake, Diane? Okay, lights on after school proclamation. Whereas Partners After School provide safe, challenging, and engaging learning experience that help children develop social, emotional, physical, and academic skills. Support working families by ensuring their children are safe and productive after the regular school day ends. Build stronger communities by involving students, parents, business leaders, and adult volunteers in the lives of young people, thereby promoting positive relationships among youth, families, and adults. Engage families, schools, and community partners in advancing the welfare of our children. Whereas Partners After School has provided significant leadership in the area of community involvement in the education and the well-being of our youth, grounded in the principle that quality after-school programs are key to helping our children become successful adults. Whereas Lights On After School, the national celebration of after-school programs held this year on October 23rd, 2014, promotes the importance of quality after-school programs in the lives of children and families. Whereas more than 28 million children in the U.S. have parents who work outside the home, and 15.1 million children have no place to go after school. Whereas many after-school programs across the country are facing funding shortfalls so severe that they are being forced to close their doors and turn off their lights. Now therefore, be it resolved that we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, urge citizens of Garrett County to ensure that every child has access to a safe, engaging place where the lights are on after school. And be it further resolved that we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, enthusiastically endorse Lights On After School and is committed to the innovative after school programs and activities to ensure that the lights stay on and the doors stay open for all children at school. By order of the Board, Robert Gatto, Commissioner, Reagan Crawford, Commissioner, and James Riley, Commissioner.
Thursday evening from 4 until 6. Also, I wanted to let you know, Oakland has 41 students enrolled and a wait list of 3. Accident has 35 enrolled and a wait list of 10. And Grantsville has 20 enrolled and a wait list of 5. So, I mean, I kind of feel like we could have many more after school programs too if we were funding more available. And everybody's invited.
Just have a couple of minutes till we start a public hearing. It was announced at 9:15. It's about 12 after, so we'll give a couple more minutes in case someone else sneaks through the door. You can listen to the grinder or the hammer drill, maybe.
I
Okay, everyone, I'm going to go ahead and get restarted now on the public hearing on the proposed amendment to Mountain Lake Park, Lachlan Heights Sewer Service Area. And we have staff from DPW here to present, and I'd like to call that meeting to order.
Morning, everyone. Commissioner.
Yeah, morning.
Here this morning to present proposed amendments to the Mountain Lake Park, Lachlan Heights Sewer Service area boundaries. Proposing these amendments under Title IX, Section 647 and 648 of the Environment Code of the Independent Code of Maryland. Presented here is in red, I know it's a little hard for you all to see, is the currently described service area boundary. The last time this boundary was amended was 1982 in May. At that time, there was no sewer service to Mary Drive. Mary Drive area was taken out, actually, in that amendment. Since then, obviously, sewer service has been extended up Broadford Road and the Southern Pines and Mary Drive. So the purpose of these amendments is to correct the service area boundary to reflect the areas that are currently served by sewer service for Mountain Lake Park and Lachlan Heights. Currently, the ad valorem rate, which everybody or all properties within the service area boundaries is subject to, is 4 cents on the $100 of assessed value. Almost all, 81% of the properties affected by this change are currently paying that tax. Only 41 of the properties affected by this proposed change are not currently paying that tax. I've got a list here if anybody's interested. It was also provided online of all properties affected by this change and the current ad valorem code, which will show you what you're currently paying in ad valorem tax. Are there any questions?
When you're saying that you're all these people, where are addresses in the park that's proposed now that's
yes.
moving on? Sewer service. We pay Mountain Lake Park for sewer service.
Yes.
We don't pay taxes, okay?
Right.
Because we don't live in Mountain Lake Park. But what is the service, what is this including?
The service area has nothing to do with the boundaries of Mountain Lake Park. The service area is a geographical representation of the area that's served by the sewer system.
Okay.
And what that allows the operators of the system to do is to pay back capital debts on that system. So in the course of running the system, if there are large capital expenditures to maintain that system, we calculate, basically the county picks up the loan and we go back to the system to pay the debt down.
Okay.
So we'll look at this geographical representation, this area of people that receive the service, and say based on that assessed value in that area, we'll determine what the tax needs to be to pay that debt. It's all to this service area. We don't take the money and spend anywhere else. We don't take extra money. We only assess taxes on what we need to make payments for any capital obligations on that system.
Okay, because we're in here, who services the actual sewer system? If there's a problem, we have a big time problem with the grinder pump at our house. There's no, but the county put it in. No one was to touch it but the county. Well, they would not let us put a septic tank. They said we had to hook up to Mountain Lake Park system. No one will touch our grinder pump. Now, we were without a grinder pump. No one in the county could fix it, but one person we finally found. County won't come out and fix it. And they told us no one was to touch it but the county.
Now, if we're here,
is the county going to be fixing our grinder pump or Mountain Lake Park or?
The system itself is operated by Mountain Lake Park. The county operates the treatment plant.
Right.
Help me out a little bit here. Is that
that's correct,
Joe? So it's kind of a
so we pay
thing.
Mountain Lake Park for just treatment, not service.
Well, you'll pay the tax rate on the system is based on the treatment plant
right.
and the expenditures that the county has there. The Mountain Lake Park is responsible for the treatment, or I'm sorry, the collection system. which would include your grinder bill.
Okay. Now, are the county commissioners aware that Mountain Lake Park does not service these things?
That was my question. I mean, if it's outside the municipal limits of the Mountain Lake, is that a...
I think that they've extended the system out that far. If it's outside, I don't know what Mountain Lake's policy are as far as annexation.
We're just outside Mountain Lake Park.
Where do you live?
Broadford Road, right kind of catcorner from Harvey Winters Drive, right overlooking Broadford Lake. Our property, the end of Mountain Lake is right at the beginning of our property. It ends, and then we're county, and everybody east of us is county.
The town, excuse me, the town of Mountain Lake Park has never, ever serviced grinder pumps. That's up to the property owner. You own the pump, you service it.
Well, the county made us do it. We didn't want to put a thing. We want, you know, the county made us hook up to the sewer system, and they installed the grinder pump and said, no one is to touch this but us. We're the ones that installed it. Now, it goes bad, they're not servicing it. What are we to do? We found one person in Garrett County that will fix it. And on the goodness of his heart, he did it. He just knew a little bit about it. We just had to replace it. It cost us $2,500. The county, they sold us a new grinder pump, but they won't service it.
Well, I think the determination of whether you need a grinder pump or a septic system is made by the health department.
Right.
Right.
Which I understand, but, you know.
How long ago was that? Did you have it originally installed?
In 2000. It was probably installed in 99. You know, what anybody, there's probably a lot of people like this man here, it's in the same situation. What do we do? The county's not fixing them now.
The grinders, I mean, the county, because the county does not own the Mountain Lake Park system, we don't maintain the grinders. I mean, we do controversially in its own water system. But I mean, I actually agree with Mountain Lake. I mean, it's kind of the property owners. It's similar to your septic tank. It's on your property. So, I mean, the county does not want to be in the, take the responsibility for maintaining something on somebody else's property. So our position has been to, outsource that, let independent contractors, Rush Services.
No, they don't do it. Hylix doesn't, Rush Services doesn't do it. He told me that he found that Nailers does it now. I found one guy, an electrician, that will do it. Nobody in Garrett County is trained on how to work on a grinder pump. The county came out and fixed ours up until last summer. I mean, every time we had a problem, they would come out. And then all of a sudden, last July, they're not coming anymore, and they won't touch it.
Right. Well, the issue with Mountain Lake Park, because they're not our customers, is we go out there and we service them. We charge them $60, $90, and we have half of them that don't pay. It doesn't pay us to go out and go through a small claims court to collect these. We have no other methods of collecting them. So we're maintaining a system that's not really ours. We're doing work, and then half the customers don't pay, and we don't really have a way to collect that. So it's in the best interest of the customers as a whole that we allow an independent contractor to service those. Otherwise, the other customers within the district are subsidizing the people that don't pay.
This is really a place I live in Southern Pines in Mountain Lake Park. The situation she has mentioned has really placed us in a precarious position. I installed through a contractor hooked up to the sewer in 2006. Shortly thereafter, the Department of Public Utilities wanted to know if I wanted to sign an agreement with them to service that system. I signed it and said yes. Earlier this year, they sent me a letter saying that in effect they were terminating. Because I was outside of the service area, that they were not responsible for it. What you're talking about here seems to do something to place me in some area. What effect does this have on me in Southern Pines. What does it do? I'm already on the sewer.
Right.
You've told me that you're not responsible for servicing it. What effect does this amendment have on me?
If you're in Southern Pines, really none. You're already paying the ad valorem tax for the treatment plant, for the treatment of the sewage that you put into the system.
I am paying that tax. So
right.
In effect, you're telling me that this has no effect on me. It doesn't change anything.
No, it doesn't change anything.
It is a, and I would like to say this to the commissioners and Monty, this places us in a very, very difficult situation. I called all over this county trying to find someone who would service my system. My wife and I were running back and forth to Walmart, to the hospital, to be able to use their restrooms because we couldn't use our system for almost a week and a half.
Same thing with us.
I finally ended up getting a hold of Nailers, and they seem to know what they're doing to service it. This is the only person that I'm aware of that will do it. If that should change, I'm in a real problem. Why can't you service my system? I'm willing to, I signed an agreement, you terminated it, I did use it, and I paid what was owed to you folks. Why can't I go back to that situation?
And us too.
I don't think we can pick and choose on this issue which ones we will accept the service and which ones we won't. It's got to be all or nothing, and as Jeff explained, it's a losing cause for us, and the majority or half anyways that wouldn't pay when we go out to service the grinder pumps.
But did you do this? Did you do this because you made the change to my property saying you would not service it? Was that based on the fact that you were not being able to collect monies from people that you did service?
Yes.
That's the only reason.
It's not our system, and that main reason there. It's not worth our maintenance staff's time and effort to go out and work on these if we can't be reimbursed for them.
What if I had an agreement, saying that I would pay?
I'd say that everybody had an agreement.
Would that not be enforceable?
Well, sure. As Jeff said, you have to go through the process to small claims court, and for $90, $120, it's not really worth the effort to go to court, so we end up eating the loss.
What percentage of your customers in Mountain Lake Park were not paying you for the service?
I don't know the percentage, but I mean, the way it comes down to, honestly, with Mountain Lake Park and Lock Lane, the majority of the customers have grinder pumps. They believe that it's the obligation of Mountain Lake and Lachlan to service those. Whether that's right or wrong, I'm not here to argue. But they do not pay us when we come out. They believe that that is included in their quarterly rate. We're not going to be the middleman between the towns and the customers and then allow our customers to get shortchanged when people don't pay.
Well, I'll tell you
now,
what,
that's the situation
they came
in.
Out and fixed ours probably 5 years after we moved in our house. They didn't send us a bill. It was free. We gave the guy, because he was out there in the freaking snow, 15 below, fixing our grinder pump at midnight or whatever. We gave him $200 for his time. But he said, no, there's no fee for this. This is included in the county.
Your fees don't even pay the county. So, I mean, I don't know how to be included. So,
yeah.
Perhaps he was new. He didn't know, you know, what he was telling you. But none of the water and sewer fees that you pay for sewer charges even come to the county. They go to Mount Lake or Laughlin for this individual system. I hear what you guys are saying, and it's a valid argument if there are nobody in the county that will maintain them. I think the utilities can get you a list of people that would. I know that. The maintenance staff and utility have talked to several different contractors before we made this change that were willing to do it.
Except the letter that I received back earlier this year said, unfortunately, as a county agency, we are not permitted to recommend anyone to provide service. So that did not happen. The letter's right here. They would not even provide the names of people.
Okay. I mean, if you guys want, I mean, we can give you people that will do it. We don't go into recommending independent contractors because if we recommend one, then the other one's going to sue us. And that's the way it goes.
Well, when they put ours in, the county put ours in, okay? they said, no one is to touch this but us. We're the ones installing it. No one is to touch it. No one is to service it but us. Now, okay, so what do we do?
Yeah, I don't know who you talk to. I don't know who the county is when you're talking about one person that maybe put that in for you. I don't know who put the system in for you or what employee you talked to at the time. Again, it's a little different scenario when a county-owned system. This is not a county-owned system. This is a system owned by the municipalities. It's not the county system at all. They can't. We can't dictate, charge you anything when you're an individual system. We don't own the distribution system at all.
How would we be able to get into the system that you cover?
Yeah, because we live in the county. I live in Mount Lake Park.
How can we do this? We're out in the middle of nowhere. As far as I know, we have one person that will service the system. If that outfit goes out of business, or if they're purchased by someone else, we're up the creek.
I don't believe there's anything crazy about a grinder pump that can't be serviceable. I do believe that there are several that we had talked to, DPU had talked to at the time. Several different contractors in the county that was willing to do this.
Call Mr. Hiley.
A lot of them.
Mr. Hiley will not touch it.
He won't touch it.
You know, we'll rush services. They came out to our house. We don't know how to do it. You have to have special training. We found one guy, an electrical guy, Mark Metz, and we found him by Arnold Brothers because we had to have the thing pumped out before anyone would even look at it. And that's the only person we know.
Well, we live here in the middle of civilization.
Right.
But frankly, we're treated like we're out in the middle of nowhere.
I don't see that, but if you say so.
Jeff, on the county, where a county does have a system, maintains a system, that cost for repairs, is that built into the operating maintenance, or
It is. I mean, we've looked at that and are continuing to look at that, because I mean, I personally don't think that it should be. I mean, if an individual chooses to build a house in a certain location that requires a grinder pump, that's an additional cost to the system. We looked at different avenues about, we've talked with legal counsel many times about actually having all of ours outsourced so we don't have that burden and responsibility.
We have a small army of maintenance men.
We probably spend 80% of our manpower just fixing grinder pumps. I mean, it is a nightmare.
When we have as many as we have to maintain in the county, right. It's a full-time job for a lot of people.
But at that point, if you go out and make a repair and it's found to be no fault of anyone, is it billed to the customer then, or is it just part of
the fees? Not negligence, we get the cost. It's part of the O&M fees.
Yeah.
Well, we don't care if we have to pay for it, you know? There's got to be somebody that fixes it.
Does this public hearing, which addresses the service boundaries, is this a separate issue from that?
This is a somewhat separate issue.
Why don't we get with them, Mr. Wilson and Beth back here, and take a look at that, and let's just address this and get that behind us, and then we can sit down with them and agree with that. That might be the best thing.
I appreciate that, I do.
Okay.
But it's not just John Wilson's problem and not this individual.
People in my area
are scrambling.
Yeah.
And they're not too worried about it right now because they don't have a problem.
But they
are going to have a problem.
And I don't totally understand the relationship with Mount Lake Park that we have on this. It's a unique system that is in one of our sanitary districts, but it's not a system that we own, things like that. So I think we probably need to be clear on that before we meet with them. So whomever may be involved in that same type.
Back to the list, Pat. The people indicated by being highlighted.
Not necessarily new. All of them are new to the service area. The ones that are highlighted would indicate the ones that are not currently paying the ad valorem tax.
But they are on the system.
They would be included in the new system, or in the new service area.
And currently on the system.
Currently on the system.
Okay. And is this a continuation then of part of the master plan?
Yes, this was somewhat of an oversight on my part. We should have addressed this also with the one we did previously. We never presented the map, so we wanted to bring it in front. front of you all again.
This will make sure this, this will go in as an amendment then?
This will go in as an amendment. It'll be included in the resolution that I believe Carol has ready for signature. Once these are done, we'll be set to go on the master plan. I actually received the final draft copies last night from Clive.
And these people have all been made aware of what's...
That list there all received a letter.
So you're saying we're going to be taxed now once if they sign this?
Mr. Wilson won't. He's already...
My property is already
taxed.
We're not taxed. We don't live in Mountain Lake Park.
Well, again, it's not relative to the boundary of Mountain Lake Park. It's relative to this boundary here where the service is.
Yeah, the debt on this, the tax on this is not for the infrastructure at all in Mountain Lake Park. This the any tax on this would be basically solely on upgrades to the treatment facility out at Trout Run. On the distribution system would be subject to this.
And at this point, the rate is 4 cents. It's a tax, but it's not huge.
Are you at 1925 Rockford Road? Is that you?
1682.
Any additional comments pertaining to the boundaries change? Ask for a motion to close the meeting.
I move to close the hearing.
Second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Recommendations or actions to be taken today?
I move that we amend the boundaries as proposed as an amendment to the draft sewer and water plan. We've got a lot of good points that were brought up today that we don't think we were previously aware of, and I think we can look into those issues and appreciate your vocalizing those concerns. And that's something I think we can deal with. Work to resolve, but I think this needs to be passed today so that we can move this plan forward and update it. And this map's not been updated, you said, since 1982. So
May of 1982 was the last time it was amended.
Right.
I concur with Commissioner Crawford. I'll second the motion.
We have a motion to second. Any additional discussion?
None.
Seeing none. Call for a vote on the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I would ask staff to respond along with the city to those questions that are really outside the establishment of the service boundary, but, you know, trying to get answers to the questions that people pose today. I know the mayor's there, so certainly I would hope that if we could all get together and, you know, give those people the information that they need.
Yeah, I concur with what Jim and Greg had said. We'll work with you to try to alleviate some of these concerns.
Absolutely. And it really is imperative that we clean up these boundaries. I mean, that's been the whole intent of the last 2 months of our work. And, you know, I'm pleased to say that hopefully when we emerge from all this, we will have cleaned that up. We'll have a good master plan in place. And, you know, we'll be able to move forward with the infrastructure of the current as well as the future for the county.
Thank you, Jim.
And just to follow up on that, is there special training because of the sanitation, the hygiene that these companies would have to have? Is that something that we
I don't really, but I don't really, maybe on the ground pumps, I mean, something new to them. I don't know on the hygiene or anything, because I mean, a lot of the plumbers, they deal with this stuff anyway.
Right.
I mean, I know there's people out there to do it. I know we have several employees who are willing to do it on the side. We don't pump that information out because we don't want it any conflict of interest.
Right.
So I mean, I'm certain we can alleviate their concerns and give them some people that would be willing to do it.
May I ask who just spoke there?
Yeah.
Did you identify yourself?
Jeff Rawwater. I'm with the Department of Finance.
Okay.
I used to be with the Utilities Department.
Thank you.
Can you guys get with them after we finish this session and
yes.
Set something up with them?
Again, thank you all for your comments. Making us aware of is very good. Any additional comments on that issue? Let's see. Well, thank you, John. Next up is board action, execution of Garrett County Memorial Hospital bond resolution.
Scott, thanks.
I have a resolution in front of me. If you recall back on August the 5th, you signed a resolution allowing us to begin soliciting bids for the $15 million Garrett County Memorial Hospital project. Our bond council sent out notices to 9 different financial institutions. 3 institutions responded. Those institutions were Clear Mountain Bank, M&T Bank, and Susquehanna Bank. After reviewing the bids, it was determined that a private sale versus a public sale was the best for the hospital. Susquehanna Bank's initial offer was the most attractive, so the hospital and county staff, along with our bond council, further negotiated the terms with Susquehanna Bank, and that's what the hospital felt was most affordable to them. The debt will be issued as a bank or a tax-exempt bank-qualified bond for 15 years at a fixed rate of 3.53% with principal and interest payments on a 20-year amortization. Again, just to make it clear, the hospital will be making all debt service payments. We're only backing it by our full faith and credit as a general obligation bond. So the purpose of this resolution is to authorize the issuance of up to $10 million of general obligation bonds in calendar year 2014. You can't go over the $10 million limit to get a tax-exempt bank qualified in any calendar year, so that's why we're limiting this to $10 million this year, and we'll do the $5 million in a subsequent year. This resolution authorizes the appropriate county officials to take certain actions in connection with such bond issue, to include approving the final form of the loan agreement. So closing hasn't been scheduled yet. It will be, I think, before the end of November, is written in the commitment letter. I'm looking back here because we have Tracy and Kathy Getty from Susquehanna Bank. So this is the resolution. Page 16 is what needs signed. I might add too that, of course, our bond council drafted this. Mike Getty has reviewed it, and it has his blessing as well.
Okay. Thanks. I have motion approval of the adoption of the Garrett County Memorial Hospital bond resolution as presented.
I'll second the motion. Any further discussion? Any need for discussion?
None.
Okay, we'll call the motion for a vote. All those in favor of approval of the motion as presented, signify by saying aye.
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 Again, thank Kathy and Tracy.
Thank you.
For your help, yeah. As well as staff. It's a great project. Community is. Is in need of a lot of things, and that's one of them, so it's great to see local people involved, so appreciate it.
Yeah. In addition to the agenda, then, was the memorandum of understanding for the Deep Creek watershed plan. There's 3 copies here they'd like to have, and it's just that basic. paragraph F to extend the project timeframe, which initially was started at July 15, 2013 to November 30, 2014. There's three copies of that.
Jim, also that resolution just approved for the financing does need your signature as well.
Okay.
Does Jim get this on an email or anything? Copy of this? He saw this.
Well, we've already discussed it when Debbie Carpenter was here last time. This was the draft that DNR sent up.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
We had to send it back. There were a couple mistakes.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Okay. Okay, Jim, we're dealing with the memorandum of understanding.
Understanding is this is just an extension of the time frame, correct?
Correct.
Yes, Jim, to November 30th because they wanted to have the final invoice isn't ready to go for at the time frame it is now. This extends it to the end of November. So you're correct.
Yes. Motions we've already acted.
You've already approved it. We just didn't have the agreement, the MOU,
right.
And when you approved it. Yes, correct.
And again, Jim, these three copies need your signature.
That's hard to do over the phone, but
yeah, we can't see your hands going all over the place when you're talking.
I would certainly move approval of the extension and the change.
You take another motion.
I'd
second Jim's motion.
We have a motion to
reaffirm it.
Yeah, publicly. Motion is second. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion as presented, signify by saying aye.
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 Thanks, Jim. All right. Next up, taking care of everything. Next up, we have public commentary. And
Mr. Gatto, I would ask that you ask the people to, you know, please identify themselves. I could hear Leo a little while ago when he spoke, so I know that it's Carrie that I can hear. I just ask that they identify themselves, please.
Okay. Any additional public comment, Terry? Yes.
Okay. I'll come up here so Jeff can hear me. Hello. Hi. My name's Debbie McDonald, Jim. I'm here to talk about Overlook Pass. We received a letter, property owners received a letter, about 600 people, I think, received a letter saying that the county is not going to maintain the road this year. And I think I talked to Bob the other day, and he said nobody's really responded to the letter. So I'm here representing 400 property owners from three different homeowners associations. I'm not representing them in the capacity of a president of the association because I really can't do that. The reason is the associations cannot be involved in this as an association according to our declaration because the road is no longer part of our declaration. For 12 years, the road was part of the master association and the property owners were required to maintain it according to the documents. But once DCD was bankrupt and the road became abandoned, there's no longer a requirement. So our declaration only allows us to collect assessments for our common area. So it would be impossible for the directors of the associations to collect assessment from the members. So with that said, I'm still here with representing the memberships because they have said, I found 90% of the people have said they will not participate in any type of funding for the road. But you have to understand, 70% of our memberships have unimproved lots. So they really don't care. And then we have the percentage that are improved, about 70% of the improved lots have rental homes. And they do care, but they're not going to do anything about it. They just are telling me that they're not going to get involved. So we did try to put a meeting together and found that nobody was really interested in helping. I have a few things here. Overlook Pass, okay, let's see. There is going to be a problem, though, when it snows, and we know that snow happens here, and it's going to probably happen in the next week. It always happens around Halloween. We've got 51 taxpayers that live right off of Overlook Pass. I mean, that is their ingress and egress, and they are 42 in the Villages of the Wisp and 9 in Overlook on Villas. So there will be an emergency going on at that time. And then I talked to the fire department, and they weren't really even clear that nobody's going to maintain the road when it snows. They told me it will take them 20 minutes longer if they have to go to a house up on Shingle Camp. And that's even, if it snows, it will take even longer than that. We understand that the developer didn't meet the specs while building the road, but we also know that there are other roads here that don't meet the specs, and that this is a concern for all of Garrett County, not just the people who rent their homes on top of the mountain. We also know that Garrett County revised the guidelines after the road was in place, and we wonder why there can't be an exception for this road. And then looking at the financial part of this, we did some math and figured out that over $100,000 is brought into the county from the accommodation tax from the rentals on top of the mountain. That alone would pay for the road being plowed. If people can't get up to the homes to rent them and they're going to have to travel another 20 minutes, they'll rent other places. I mean, they might as well rent an accident. So that's going to be a loss to the county. Also, if that road is not able to be traveled on in the winter, that's going to depreciate the values of the homes. And we all know where the largest tax base is confined, right up in the top of that mountain, and the values are already decreasing, and that's going to hurt Garrett County. And I guess the bottom line is, for 12 years, the property owners, out of their own pocket, after paying their taxes to the county, have spent over $1 million maintaining that road. And it's been used by the public, and by the county, and by the emergency vehicles, and by people cutting through, by construction workers, by developers. But for 12 years, it's been $1 million that we've paid out of our pocket after we paid our taxes. So with that said, you know, we're just wondering if there's a plan in place. I have a video, which I am going to YouTube, last year. Winters did not show up in time in a snowstorm. I have a video. I started at the top of the mountain. I will walk down. I have 7 car wrecks. I have one lady with a little baby bleeding. The road was just a mess. The backup of the road went all the way to the Wisp Resort down Marsh Hill. And I videoed the whole thing. It's a riot. It was freezing cold out. But I'm going to YouTube that video because I think people should see what this road is. I live at the base of the road. I live at Marsh Hill. I have counted 75 different construction companies that use that road. This was in 2 days. I have a list of them. So they're contractors and commercial vehicles. So this road is not a road that is used primarily by the property owners on top of the mountain. I think at the time, now this was a while ago, this is 2 years ago, we figured out maybe 10% of the vehicles went into the homeowners associations, and the other 90% cut through or were construction workers. So with that said, I just wanted you all to know that there is a huge concern, but you aren't going to see anybody, not from the property owners that I know of, that are going to do anything. And I've talked to NLP, National Land Partners, Rusty. He has absolutely no intention, he's told me, to help at all. That's hidden on. And so it is the Wisp Resort in NU, but I listened to the meeting the other day. over $2 million coming in for accommodation tax. I'm thinking a lot of that's the WISP. So, you know, they are also a vital part of the community and do bring a lot of money into the community. So we're all, everyone that you're asking to help is already helping this county, a huge help of this county. Probably the major money coming in from this county is from us. And so we're just asking if maybe there can be an exception made and to the, you know, documents, mm-hmm. to the regulations. And you might just want to start by, if you want to help us, we're going to do a, what is it, when we're account, do some kind of account on the road, just to, so you can see, so the county can see that this road is a primary artery of the county. So, thank you for listening
thank
to me.
Perfect.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate your points.
And we have your contact information, I'm sure, somewhere.
Maybe. It's Deep Creek Debbie, and that's DEBI@MSN.com. You have
Mom.
It? And we communicated.
What are we, as far as the administrative session, what is there any?
We do not really have anything today. We're going to talk probably via email about something next week when I could get Jim on his schedule. And really nothing today.
Okay. We can adjourn from here then, or you want to adjourn to?
Adjourn from here. Jim, have that email?
Jim?
No, I just was going to say that, I mean, I'm scheduled for next Thursday, you know, to be in the Oakland area for a couple other things, Marcella Shale meeting and the Board of Realtors that day. But I have a little more flexibility next week and could avail myself that whenever it works for everybody else's schedule. I'm certainly not asking the commissioners to accommodate just me, but, you know, that's just... what I show if we do need to get together for administrative session.
You want to just pick a day, Jim, because I'm really good any day, and I think we make it work around you. You just tell, when do it on a Marcellus day, that's fine.
Yeah, well, like I said, the 30th, I'm planning the whole day for there, so.
Okay. We'll just plan on that. I'll look and see and get something out to you later today. How's it going down there? The room's empty, Jim, by the way. Everybody left.